Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
My name is Ariel Lee. I spent 5 years in the Marine Corps as an intelligence specialist. I'm currently a sophomore at Houston Baptist University. My major is cyber engineering. I chose this major because eventually I want to go back into the DOD and help protect this country from people that would have wrong done to it.
And I'm Brian Davis. I'm currently a senior computer science engineering student here at HBU. I'll be graduating in May 22, so pretty quick. I chose computer science engineering so that I can have a better understanding of how computers work so that I might be able to better defend them. I plan to get a graduate degree in cybersecurity after I graduate, as well as trying to find my place in the workforce and find what I'm best suited for in that career field.
Ariel and Brian, man, it is great to meet you both. And I want to start with you, Ariel. That was a really stunning introduction. 5 years in the Marine Corps as an intelligence specialist. What's an intelligence specialist in the Marine Corps?
Our main focus is providing enough information to commanders so that they can make informed decisions in the battle space. I always equated it back to, and the reason why I picked that job originally was because it was more of a defensive position where you were helping protect other guys and making sure everybody came back home safe. And that was my role, essentially.
And so tell me where you're from.
I'm from Houston.
From Houston. Yep. Went to the Marine Corps, got in the intelligence as an intelligence specialist. Says you're a member of the HBU Engineer City Club. And you're currently assisting with standing up the drone program for the school?
Yes, that's correct.
Tell me about that.
Currently what we're trying to do, we're going to get a couple of drones coming in, and then what we want to do is program them to use them as a recruiting tool to take them out to other high schools and show them what we're doing here in the engineering majors at HBU. And it'll be a good opportunity too, and we're also going to use them for competitions, other projects like programming them to follow you, facial recognition. It's going to be a lot of fun once we get it stood up.
You mean everything the Chinese are doing right now, huh?
More or less.
Right. You know, we are entering a unique age of visualization. I think I read the other day that in China there's nearly a billion surveillance cameras. I mean, it was some staggering number. I know it's hundreds of millions. I know in London there's almost a camera for every person in the UK and beyond. This cyber engineering interest, Ariel, of you, was it initiated because of being an intelligence specialist?
No, actually, it's pretty funny. I wasn't well-versed in computers before I made the jump. My mom was an electrical engineer. That was something I always wanted to do, but I was more of a hands-on kind of guy, more of like mechanical work. But I decided, you know what, I want to try something different. And since it's such a growing energy industry for cybersecurity, I thought this would be a good way for me to continue to serve once I got out.
And what high school did you go to?
I went to Taylor and Westside.
Taylor and Westside, fantastic. Brian, so tell us why your interest.
You're right, yeah. So since I started here at HBU, I've been one of the few computer science students that have participated in some of our like cybersecurity competitions. So we've been participating in what we call NCL, or the National Cyber League, once a semester for the last like 3.5 years. And so I've been interested in it since I've come here. And the interest has kind of grown in since I participated in a cybersecurity boot camp over the summer, which Ariel was also a part of, where we became nearly certified in what we know and understand, which is really awesome. So,
you know, for the average person, they hear cybersecurity. I mean, you know, candidly, if I didn't read, I wouldn't know much about it. I know probably very little compared to y'all. What is cybersecurity?
So when I was, I can speak from a military perspective. It's a new battle space, essentially. There are a lot of vulnerabilities because we're moving closer to an Internet of Things, and a lot of these systems were built without security in mind initially. So there's a new career path for a lot of people to go down to figure out how can we re-engineer or make our systems that we're making in the future better to protect them from those that would, you know, use vulnerabilities to harm people or harm machines. And I see it as very similar to what I did before as a defensive position where you're constantly looking outward, trying to predict what the enemy is going to do and ensuring that you're protecting your systems, the people that use them, and our information that we hold dear in cyberspace.
So if I'm the enemy and there's a Patriot missile that is obviously programmed by a computer with launch codes, if I can hack into those launch codes, I can take over somebody else's arsenal. I mean, I'm sure that's a pretty juvenile illustration, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, it's not wrong. It's entirely possible that if you were to get into a system like that, you would be able to use it however you wish.
Or if I can hack into the CIA and find out who their operatives are, I can identify them for potential danger and harm.
Yeah, well, then the other thing too is a lot of people think that cybersecurity is focused strictly in cyberspace, but another thing too is the personal aspect of it, where you're using, and Brian, you know the name of it.
It's a social engineering.
Yeah,
stuff.
Social engineering is a huge thing that occurs, especially for those that work in classified environments, and understanding the different aspects of how do we secure our information and our personnel.
Okay, so talk to me about that, Brian. So are we talking about like identity theft stuff?
Absolutely. Starting off with identity theft, we talk about what's called voice phishing and phishing emails. Y'all hear about those things. Those are
I get them all the time here at HBU. People
right.
try to penetrate.
Exactly. And then there's people that'll walk up into a bank and they'll impersonate someone's identity and give all the right information and everything that they need. And then they can get past security really easily in some cases, not always, but in some cases where their lack of training in those areas. And so that's a place that needs to be defended more securely in some cases, but also just more training by the person.
Education is a huge part of it. It's just understanding, okay, does this email seem a little off? Or why is this person calling me to figure out my password for my login? I always equate a lot of the stuff that relates to cybersecurity as a people business, because it's not always the systems that fail, it's the people using them. And it's education is where you fix that a lot of the time.
Yeah, I mean, I notice that I get emails sometimes impersonating Amazon, impersonating Apple. You go to the bottom of the email, I never click on anything. And, you know, many times these are phishing, right? Mm-hmm. We use this term phishing. In the area of 23andMe, the DNA collection, you know, a lot of people don't realize they poke their finger and send it off and get their DNA, but the collation of that DNA data is, as I understand, it's a high acquisition target right now. So is this cybersecurity, all of the above?
I would say there's a lot of facets to it, and so that is probably like the tip of the iceberg, yeah.
Tip of the iceberg. So you come to HBU, both of you, you're a sophomore, you're a senior, and you are attracted to the cyber engineering program. Okay, I'm gonna talk to you now as if you're customers of HBU. How pleased are you with the program?
You got more time, you want to go first?
Sure, why not? As of my 3 and almost a half years of experience here, it's been a pleasure being able to experience the project-based learning that we have here. So a lot of schools, they do a lot of theoretical and kind of like heady stuff, for lack of a better word, where it's all up, kind of up there, and you don't really have any hands-on experience with what you're trying to understand. Whereas we're building cyber ranges and like servers that we can eventually, once we get those up and running, we'll be able to like hack each other. It'd be really awesome. We actually had a class, computer network security.
That'd be cool.
It was a lot of
fun.
Who
can hack each other the fastest?
Right, exactly. And we had a competition on that one time. It was a lot of fun. And it wasn't anything like terrible. It was two teams were set up to build a firewall, and whoever built it the fastest and then messed up the other person's firewall.
Cool.
It was a lot of fun. So,
Now, Brian, tell us about yourself. Where are you from?
Originally from Northeast Texas, around Tyler area.
What town specifically?
Kilgore.
Kilgore. Yes, okay, sir. I know where Kilgore is. And what, you went to Kilgore High School?
I moved around a lot.
Okay.
For high school, I went to a little place up in Conroe, so just north of Houston, and it was inside of a Lone Star College. It's called iSchool High. So iSchool was one word in high, and it was just an early college high school where you got to take college classes along with your high school.
How did both of you hear about the cyber engineering program and get, you know, enrolled?
So my wife originally went here prior to me joining the Marine Corps, and she graduated here with a finance degree. And I always wanted to come here when I got my GI Bill and finished my time in the service to come back and get my degree here. And then once I found out they had electrical engineering, I was really interested. And then when I found out I had cyber engineering, I was like, oh yeah, that's for me. Just like I said before, the opportunity to be able to serve again and to change my career path, but also take what I know about how the adversary operates into the cyberspace. And I think it'll be a game changer if we can push a lot of people that were in the military to come and get cyber engineering degrees.
I totally agree, and thank you for your service to our country, my brother. What about you?
Yeah, so originally I've been planning on going to a engineering college, and I wasn't really sure. And I kind of had a couple places where I was assuming I wanted to go. I actually was initially planning on going to the Air Force Academy. But I didn't feel like—
In Colorado?
Yes, sir, exactly. I had applied, I was going through the process, and I got all the way up to the very end, and I was like, this isn't for me, because it wasn't exactly what God had laid on my heart at the time. So I decided that I was going to look other places, and I had some of my best friends in high school, still are my best friends. Their mom actually went to HBU, and she was telling me about their engineering programs, and she told me about where to look it up, as well as just about the programs, and gave me a lot more information about those, and it really helped me to kind of solidify that, and she put in a good word, helped me get into HBU, and that was really awesome. So
that's super. Now I want each one of you, one by one, to just look in the camera, and someone's thinking about this cyber engineering program. Would you tell them why you think they should come to HBU?
HBU is a great place where you can come to get an education in engineering, where the professors will actually genuinely care about you and your education. They will take time out of their day to sit with you and help you pursue the highest education and the best education you can get for your money. We have a project-based learning here, which is greatly beneficial in that you're able to learn and apply the knowledge that you learn, and so that's very awesome in a lot of ways, and it'll help benefit you whenever you get out into the workforce.
Yeah. Ariel?
Cyber engineering to HBU is excellent, the entire program from start to finish. You get a lot of attention from the teachers and the professors here, the lab assistants. Everything is set up here for you to succeed. If you're on the fence and you think you can't hack it in cybersecurity, I would challenge you to challenge yourself to come to HBU and try it out, because I had no experience in computers at all, and I've been rocking and rolling since I got here, and I wouldn't change a step. They will help you through the process, and you'll find out that you really love it, and it's a lot of projects, and it's not all theory. And if you like to get your hands dirty, this is the place to be.
Ariel and Brian, I am so proud of both of you guys. I mean, it's so encouraging to hear your stories. I know you're going to have a great future, and I just want you to know that you're the reason why we come to work every day, and a lot of people that are making it happen here at HBU, we look at young men like you, we know there's a future, there's a hope, and as you well know, being in intelligence, we have a lot of hostile things going on in the world. Have a tendency in this beautiful Houston, Texas, to not realize there's a migration of troops, Russian troops on the Ukraine border. China's flying near Taiwan. Iran's developing a nuclear weapon. I mean, boy, the world is unstable. And you guys are a part of the solution for this great country. This is why HBU.edu is a place for you. You can learn more about it. hbu.edu/admissions, 281-649-3211. Our graduate school, 1,400 graduate students right now at HBU, hbu.edu/grad, 281-649-3269. And you can be a student at HBU online, as our students in 42 of America's 50 states. Doesn't matter where you live, you got a computer, get online and check us out, hbuonline.com. Talk to one of our online admissions counselors, 855-428-1960. Guys, this has really been great. I really appreciate you being here. I'm excited about you both. Young men like you are our future. That's not idle words. And your wife, an alumnus, well, she's got to be proud of you, huh?
Every day.
Keep it up. We'll be in touch with you, okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.